You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for our regular update with Visionary UK about their work in the sight loss sector. And today we're joined by CEO Fiona Sanford and Mark Upton, who is a new chairperson within Visionary, as well as being CEO of My Vision Oxfordshire. Hi, Fiona and Mark. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So, Fiona, can you give us an update on what Visionary has been doing in the past couple months?
Of course. As always, we're super busy. We've got a number of new forums and online sessions coming on. We've got one which I think is really interesting, a first for us, which is an art and creativity forum. The first one's going to be hosted by Hayley Grocock, who's the CEO of Wakefield District Sight Aid, Jackie Winning from Forth Valerie Sensory Centre, and Leslie Carkery at Seascape. So they're all going to share their own recent experiences of arts and creativity projects, how they funded it, and hopefully our members will gather some ideas for how they might do that. We also now host a Visionary LGBTQI+ meetup, which is jointly chaired by Guide Dogs and Sight Scotland. So delighted to have that. That's, again, something new for us. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. We're helping out with the first ever Lived Experience Conference, which is hopefully happening in April. And my colleague Nina Chesworth is the lead on that. Obviously, we're gearing up for our own conference. We've been busy speaking to some potential speakers, some workshop leaders, and that's all on track for the end of September in Birmingham. So that's keeping us all busy, Amelia.
And Mark, can you tell us a bit about your role and what it involves?
Yeah, really honoured, to be honest, to take on the chair role, and a big thank you to Owen, who was previous chair and has taken a step back. And like I said, a big honour and a big privilege, and for me to sort of to be able to chair the meetings and to work with the Board of Trustees, who are an absolutely fantastic board of dedicated kind of individuals, all with varying experiences from within the sector, a few without. And we have some good representation of lived experience of visual impairment, including myself. So that's really exciting. And I've known Visionary for a number of years now. I've been in the sector for a while, and it just feels like such an exciting time. So it's a real honour to be taken on this role at a point where we're achieving so much. I feel Visionary have got a really good voice in the sort of national picture with the VI sector partnership, and a point when, you know, I do feel our members really need the connection as well. It's when you're a small charity, it's really lonely. If you've got a small number of staff, actually having that support network is so vital. And, you know, to be chair of an organisation that's achieving all these things is just a real honour.
Speaking of kind of coming together and collaboration between different charities, you also are CEO of My Vision Oxfordshire. Can you tell us how your work within Visionary and My Vision Oxfordshire come together?
Yeah, so we're a local sight loss charity. You know, we've been around a long time, almost 150 years now. So we've been established for quite a while. We're a relatively small organisation, but we've been growing quite a bit in the last few years and really developing kind of who we are as an organisation. And Visionary really plays a big part in that. You know, as a small organisation, we can't do everything internally. We can't give everything internally to people. And actually, some of the forums, the fundraisers forum, the volunteers forum, this gives a really good space for, you know, our fundraiser, our volunteer coordinator to get together with others and just share, support each other and learn from each other as well. And then we're big champions of lived experience at My Vision. So over 50% of our staff have lived experience of sight loss. And that's something, you know, I'm really proud. We play a part in the lived experience forum and some of the lived experience work that's going on nationally as well. You know, we're sort of playing our little bit, but, you know, that's something we're really pleased to sort of help support. I'm a real believer change comes from within, and we want to see more blind and partially sighted people employed within the sector, and you know, we want to do more to achieve that. So that's, you know, that's a big part of what we do as well. And, you know, I think this year we're going to come in fourth to the conference, so that is a highlight of our year as well. And for us, that's a time away, a bit of time on reflection, and getting to know others in the sector. And it's a real learning time, you know, time for training and learning. So, you know, we're really keen to send, you know, big proportion of our team to that. So, yeah, very excited about the conference.
And my Vision Oxfordshire was on the news recently, and one of your staff members proposed to his girlfriend live on TV. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so Devonte is an absolute legend and is one of our community engagement workers in the south of the county. He is visually impaired himself. He's a guide dog owner, and he recently was in the media because he met his girlfriend through us, but his girlfriend works for Specsavers. It was this morning, the TV show, we picked it up. They were invited on Valentine's Day to talk about their love story. And none of us knew this, and we kind of had an idea that he was going on this morning, but then it came to the day, and then suddenly in the office there was a shout across the room that Devonte's just proposed live on TV. So we all rush over. What? And absolutely incredible thing to do, and just so beautiful, and they're such a lovely couple. Nice to have a shout out for My Vision on live on TV as well.
Yeah, it must have been such a lovely thing to celebrate in the office, and a good way to kind of share what you folks do at My Vision Oxfordshire in a themed way on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it showed a real kind of power of kind of connection as well, because his fiance's mum is one of our clients, and it kind of got put together, and it showed that kind of connection, and it's just a really lovely story, and just such a great couple, and full of so much energy.
And where can people get in touch with My Vision Oxfordshire and find out more about what you do, Mark?
Yeah, they can find us on all the social medias at MyVisionOx, or our website is myvision.org.uk. Or if you're local to Oxford or Oxfordshire, it's 01865 725 595 is our number, and you can get hold of us, and we're here to support anybody with a visual impairment in the area.
And Fiona, where can people get in touch with Visionary and see what you're up to?
If anyone wants to find out a bit more about Visionary, if you just have a look at our website on visionary.org.uk, you'll find out everything that we're up to.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford and Mark Upton from Visionary and My Vision Oxfordshire, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amelia.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.